This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sammy, we've got a song that spins up a storm on our show. Never Fade. It's by The Young Escape. It's a SoCal family band. And joining us right now is one of those members, McKenna. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great having you on the show. Listen, yeah. First question for you. Band is obviously comprised of four siblings. What was the moment when you were sitting down and you said to yourself, guys, I think we could pump out some jamming tracks?
It was totally me who said that, by the way. It's all credit to me. I'm the one that was sitting there in the room and I was like, guys, we need to make a band and we need to do this. No, but we grew up going to Christian music festivals, and so we would go to these things, and we were, like, so inspired and impacted by the artists there, like Toby Mac and Britt Nicole and all these people, and, like, that's kind of, like, what inspired us to write, so that's really it. But
love
nice.
It.
Nice. That's good. Look, there's a lot of family bands out there, McKenna. You know, there's the Jackson 5, yeah. There's the Jonas Brothers, Hanson. Do you feel threatened by any of these?
Definitely by like the Jonas Brothers for sure.
Are they still kicking as a group together?
I'd say all of them. They're not. I wish they were. That would be really cool. I think they're doing like solo projects.
I think so. I think Joe Jonas is a judge on our version of The Voice at the moment.
He might be.
No way.
Yeah, he's over
that's
here.
Probably, that's awesome.
Now you've got two tracks out right
that's
now.
Super cool.
The Good Life and Never Fade. We've been playing Never Fade a lot here. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the track?
Yes, man. Never Fade was like, it's so cool because like when we wrote that song, it was something that like we really like our music. Like when people listen to our music, our goal is always for it to be something that can allow them to like escape from whatever like struggles they're going through. And I think for like our youth, like a lot of the struggle is like trust issues and anxiety and certain things like that. And like, I think so often we put our trust in people or experiences or whatever it may be. And it just ends up coming up dry and stuff. And so like, we wanted to write a song that kind of uniquely encapsulates, if that's even a word, just that God's love never, it's like, it's a forever kind of thing. It's lasting. It's not something where, like his love isn't something where he says it's one thing, but then it ends up not being that. Like his love is a promise. His love is something that lasts forever and it never fades. And so a lot of this, you know, a lot of the things that youth go through and that even just really all generations go through is like stuff. So many things are just not lasting. And so we wanted to write a song that was just like talking about like just how God's love is like lasting for us. Cause that was just kind of like a season we were going through as a band, just kind of realizing that through our music and stuff. So that's kind of what it's about.
I've got to ask about the song because the title is all one word, Never Fade, all lowercase.
Yep.
Please explain.
We were in the studio and we were like, what is something that defines God's love to us? Like, what is like a unique way that would define that? And we were like, let's just kind of make up a word that describes that. And so we were like going through different words that we liked and that we didn't like and that we thought was like super cliche and super not. And so we came across that and we were like, let's just make it one word. I don't know what it's about. We're super young. So we like to stylize stuff all lowercase a lot. And so that's just kind of like how we ended up doing it. But we wanted to come up with a unique concept for God's love that hasn't really been used before.
How old are you, McKenna?
I'm 20.
Young.
Right. That's okay. Good. Well, follow up question to that too. I noticed that in the song Never Fade, you sing Never Fades regularly. Should it be Never Fade or one word lowercase, open brackets, S, close brackets?
I feel like you're right on that. I think the reason why we didn't do that was because it didn't look as cool and it's all about looking cool. So of course, right? So
Did that then lead into the fact that you chose to hard finish the song rather than fade it out at the end? And will this be an ongoing decision never to fade out any of your songs?
Wow, that is a very good question. I haven't even thought about that.
Because if the song was called Never Fade and you actually had a fade out, you'd be lying to the world.
You'd be lying to the world!
That's true. That's so true. I've never thought about that, guys.
Lucky you didn't do it.
I know. We should have done it.
Now, being a family band, when you have a band meeting, do you call it a band meeting or a family meeting?
We have, okay, so we're four siblings, right? So we're four siblings in a band, but we actually have two more little brothers. So we're a family of eight. And so sometimes we do call it band meetings because, like, sometimes us four will have band meetings, but then the family meetings is when we all eight of each other meet with each other. So we do call it band meetings.
All right. So who's the black sheep sibling in the band? You can call them out.
I have no clue. Probably Luke.
Luke,
okay. What about on the tour bus? Who gets the top bunk?
Ryan does. Ryan gets the top bunk because he's the only one that won't fall out.
Is he oldest, youngest? Where does he sit?
He is. He's the oldest. He's 21.
Okay, so he gets to call the shots.
Okay, you load into the car. Who gets back seat, middle on the hump, the worst seat in the car?
Ooh, that's actually Ryan.
As well?
Yeah, so Ryan gets the top bunk and that seat.
Poor Ryan.
Ryan, I know.
I know, it's so...
Top bunk's all right.
He's a good guy.
Last question for you. We've got two singles. The remix for The Good Life is amazing. When can we expect an album?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. That's coming so soon. We're actually working on an EP right now. We're actually wrapping it up this month just in the studio. But the full record should probably be out this fall, we're hoping. So we're really excited.
McKenna, I have a lifelong dream of doing hand claps on an album.
Yes.
Are there any songs where you can get Sam and Duncan to do hand claps in the background, even if we record it over Skype, so we can get a credit on your album as hand claps? And you can say an Australian duo contributed to the album. Any chance of that?
I am so down. I'm so down to do that. Let's do it, guys.
I'm so in. I'm so excited about this.
Okay.
This is the moment I've been waiting for.
You've got our number, McKenna. If you want to call us back anytime, feel free. But that would be really fun.
It'd be like The Young Escape featuring two 30-something dads who are definitely not young and not escaping from anything.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so good.
The Old Bound. That's our band name.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
We'll make it about halfway through the set before we'll have to have a little sit down, drink of water.
McKenna from The Young Escape, it has been so much fun talking to you and loving the song Never Fade.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.